We begin Dine Tfilis Minchas Simit Samach Tess in the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. Sif Alf Amar B'chelba Amar Afhuna. L'oilam Yizhar Adam B'Tfilis Mincha. A person should always be very careful about Tfilis Mincha. Shrei Loinena Eliyahu. Eliyahu was answered Ela B'Tfilis Mincha, only by Mincha. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Ve'hi Ba'alois HaMincha V'yigash Eliyahu. When the time for Mincha came, that's when Eliyahu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Tam should feel Smincha Chashuvi Kolkach. Why is Tfilas Mincha so important? Naked Tfilas Hashachar Zman Yidua. We all know when we daven Shachris. But Baika Bekumim Matasai, we get up in the morning, Yispal Miyad Kodim Shei Torah Basakav. We immediately begin to daven before we get busy with other things. Became Tfilas Arvis Belaila, so too Meir at night Zman Yidua. We know when that the time is. But Boyal Vesa, when he comes home, V'ponim ha'sokov, and he's available. Av tefilas mancha, when we speak about mincha, zmanu hu b'oy tshayim gadol, you daven when it's still day. V'odim tarad ba'sokov, when a person is busy, v'tzarech losim alibay, and he has to pay attention, v'lift nois, mikol ha'sokov, and stop everything he's doing, v'lispa'o. Okay, because that the halacha is ha'schor ha'arim oid, that's why you get much schar for it. The Sefer Megala Mukus says that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tikon Tfilosu Ktaris Lufanecha, Masas Kapai Minchas Orev. That, and the Zohar explained that that Pasuk is speaking about Mincha. And he explains that Dovid HaMelech daven from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we daven Mincha, it should be considered like we brought the Ktaris. Because it's, when do we say Mincha, when do we daven Mincha? At the time of Masas Kapai, when we're busy with Kapai, with our hands, with our trying to make a living, and we stop to daven Minchas Orev, that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very much appreciates. The Chidah says that why is Tefillas Mincha so important? He says that the first tefillah that existed in the world was Mincha. He says, Adam Arishin was created Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. And it turns out that the first tefillah, the Adam Rishon Davin, was Mincha, and that's why Mincha is so very important. Sipes Ikas Manah, the proper time, and therefore I saw that Pel Yoyit says that Davini Mincha shows that somebody loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for he's willing to give up everything that he's doing in order to Davin. 9.5 hours in the day. Being the cross mincha ketana, that's called mincha ketana. B'shasat chak, if somebody could go and shoot tzarech lotzis l'derech, if somebody has to go on a trip, which shoot tzarech lach, all he has to eat, yochel espal miyad achashay shos umachzam, one could have a mincha ready after 6 hours into the day. And that time is called being the cross mincha gedoyla. V'hem shechzmanu l'chatchila, and one could continue davening at Shor Revius Shor Koyd Malayla Vla Yoser, an hour and a quarter before night. The Zed Nikra, davening till that time is called, at an hour and a quarter before night, is called Plaga Mincham. Mishas, because says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Mishas Mechik Tana Ad Alayla, the amount of time that takes between Mechik Tan until night is Shtei Shosu Machza, 2.5 hours. V'chatzi Mizeh, and half of that is Shor or Revius. The Rama says that after Mincha, after Plaga Mincha, one could already daven Mayriv. But again, he says, L'chatchila, one should daven Mayriv after Tzeisa Kechovim. The Aloch, however, is you could daven before, after Plaga Mincha. But the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, one should not daven both Mincha and Mayriv after the plague. If you're davening Mincha after the plague, you should daven Mayriv after the Tzeis. But he does say that certainly if there's a question, you're going to miss davening or miss davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, then the halacha is you could daven Mincha and Mayriv both after the plague before the Tzeis. There's of course a very big question. What is the proper time to daven Mincha? Is it better to daven earlier or is it better to daven later? Many say that it's better to daven later because at the end of the day, That's the time where we're being judged, how we spent the day, and therefore it's the proper time for us to daven that if we didn't do everything right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Michael us, forgive us if we didn't do everything right. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah seems to take the approach that it's better to daven mincha earlier, because davening mincha earlier, you will be guaranteed that you will not forget to daven mincha. And moreover, they used to daven ma'ariv quite early. So since they used to daven ma'ariv quite early, and as we just learned, there's an issue of davening mincha late and ma'ariv early. If you daven mincha early, then that problem, you would be able to not have that issue. But the evidence b'shas ratchak gadol, but the evidence you could yochel espal at seis hakuchavim, you could daven until it says hakuchavim. V'chein noigan ata b'roi v'akilos, and that is the minig in many communities. Shem espalim mincha samach l'layla, they daven mincha right before night. V'shos elu, when we speak about these hours, they are shos zmanios. We're not talking about 60-minute hours. Tahayno l'fi erech hayoyim, we measure how much there is mizrichas chama for when the sun comes up, the nets, at shkiyos until the shkiya, and we divide that, mishnai mischalik hayoyim, we divide that amount of time, l'shnei osach halokim. So im hayoyim gadol, so if in the summer, for example, when there are very long days, days of shmonas rishos, of 18 hours, ashar machtza, you could have 90 minutes, which will be considered only 1 hour in Shah Zmanis. Sefkim also ask lechol, a few some sudik tana. One should not begin even eating a small meal when it's already samach l'milchik tana. For samach, what does it mean? Close to milchik tana? Honey, chatsi shakoidim, a half an hour before the milchik tana. Vim eina kavei atzim l'suda. But if you're not sitting down to meal, ela oichol oishoy sederach haroi, you're just taking a snack, peris, a fruit, or tafshel, or a piece of cake, a filo mini chamishas amina dogim made out of grain, yesh matirim. Aviyesh lach megam bezeh, not to eat anything once it's a half an hour before mechik tanam. V'kayin osu l'konos l'merchitz, one should not go to the bathhouse, or l'estaper, or take a haircut, samach l'merchik tanam. I saw that nowadays people are lenient with the haircut. In those days, taking a haircut was a much lengthier event. V'sudik doyla, however, a large meal, kigoy nesuin, a wedding, or brismila kedoyma, also l'haskel, one should not begin, afilu samach l'mechik doyla, even a half an hour before mechik doyla, d'hanu that's mechatzois yoyim from chatzois. Elo yom tinu adzmach g'mechik doyla, if one is going to have such a meal, let him wait till mechik doyla, v'yispalu kan mesudan, eat before the meal. But in a place where everybody gets called to shul, or he is an individual that always davens mincha with a minyan, you could start a small meal before the zman of mincha ktana. As soon as the time that everybody goes to shul, yafsik, mimashu oisik, he should stop whatever he's doing, lespal, in order to daven. V'sudu g'dol samach mechik tana, but a big meal, when it's ready near mechik tana, that, osel aschel, that you certainly cannot begin, afilu b'mokom shabar b'esek nesis, even in a place where everybody gets called to shul, or everybody davens a minyan, afilu samach mechik doylo, yesh lachma, his opinion is that somebody should not begin a major meal before mincha gedoyla. Certainly, if somebody goes to sleep, takes a nap in the afternoon, one should not take a nap in the afternoon before he davens mincha, because there's a real concern that he may oversleep and have missed mincha. For mincha, one should wash his hands, out of perek until the joints, the wrist, k'moyla tefila shachris, k'mavol el b'simin yudbeis sif hei vav, v'kele tefila smancha, ma'ariv. It's saying for ma'ariv, im hifzak ach mincha, if after mincha you had an interruption, v'kele musaf, and similarly when it comes to musaf, im hifzak ach shachris, if you had an interruption after shachris, tzorch And the Mishnah Berurah says that certainly if you went outdoors after a tefillah, you should have to wash your hands again before the next tefillah. And there are those that are of the opinion that even if there was no interruption, and even if you know your hands did not get dirty in between, there is a point to always wash your hands before any tefillah. Sifhei Eloi Ma'ashrei Shal Koyde Mincha. One should not begin saying Ashrei before Mincha. Achei Minyan Beis HaKnesses, until there's a minyan in the shul. Kadesh HaShlich Tziba Yoyma Kaddish, in order that the Baal Tefillah should say Kaddish on Masha Amra Asara on the Ashrei that was said with a minyan. Vim Amra Ashrei Beloi Minyan. However, if Ashrei was recited without a minyan, Vakach Nishlech HaMinyan, now we have a minyan. Yoyma Ezer Mizmar, they should say a parak of Tehillim, v'achach yoyim ha'shlich tzibah kaddish, and then the shlich tzibah should say kaddish. V'yesh l'shlich tzibah l'sa'ata b'talz koydim ashrei, the shlich tzibah should put on the talz before he says ashrei, shloy l'hafzik again, that there should be no interruption ben ashrei l'kaddish. V'mahoyse talz ad l'ach shama ashrei, but if the talz wasn't available until after he said ashrei, so then Yisate put on the ta'elis, v'yom eze psukim, say some psukim, and then aleim yom kaddish, and then you'll say kaddish. Im ashad d'chuka, if it's late, v'kar of l'layla, it's late, maschu shlich tzibim yanach kaddish shmanes b'kol ram, so then we should do what's known as a kurtza shmane mincha. The shlich tzibim begins saying the Shmanesre right after the Kaddish, but Tziba lo yispalu, and the Tziba does not daven along. El shaymim va'oynim atchama kol Kaddish. They remain silent until the Chazan finishes kol Kaddish. Oz oynim amen, and they say amen to that bracha, and then they daven mispalim balachsh. They daven the rest of the Shmanesre. They daven the Shmanesre. V'mashab du chuk b'yoyser, and even if it's even more tight the time, v'yesh lochus shemitenu ha'shlich tzibur, and we need to be concerned if they're going to wait for the shlich tzibur ad la'achashem ha'kal ha'kaddish, until after he says ha'kal ha'kaddish le'shele tefilosu b'ajoyim, they won't finish mincha on time. Yichayim mispalim shlich tzibur b'lachash, they can begin with the shlich tzibur, say with him mila b'mila, word by word, ad ha'kal ha'kaddish. But if you're doing this, at least there should try to be somebody there who's able to answer Amen, not from the people who are obviously saying Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan. Many Paiskim are of the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan that one should not do this unless he has no choice. The Arizal says that even by Mincha, davening the way Chazal wanted us to daven, with us saying the Shemoneh Esrei, and then the tefillah, and then the Baal Tefillah saying Chazar Shashatz, is the proper way of davening. Sivzai Misha Baal Beis HaKnesses. Somebody comes to shul and motzot tzibas malam Shemoneh Esrei, and he already finds the tzibah davening Shemoneh Esrei. Mispalel imam Shemoneh Esrei, he should say with them Shemoneh Esrei, v'yoyim ashrei, and he'll say ashrei l'ach Shemoneh Esrei after the Shemoneh Esrei. However, but if he won't be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the Shlich Tzibah says Kedusha, and if he's going to wait till the Baal Tefillah finishes the whole Chazar Sashatz with the Kaddish, then Yavaz Baal Tefillah, it'll be too late to daven Mincha. So he should wait and daven with the Baal Tefillah. When the Baal Tefillah say Chazar Sashatz, he should say with him Mila b'Mila, word by word, and he should say along with the Baal Tefillah Kedusha, v'gam v'dav v'dav v'chulei k'may sh'omer. He should daven word by word together with the Baal Tefillah. However, if you're davening in a time and in a place where the Baal Tefillah is saying Piyutim Yotzris, that one should not say, even though he's davening word by word together with the Baal Tefillah, he should not say that. He should finish together with the Baal Tefillah Hakel HaKadosh, or Brechah Shemei Tefillah V'gam Moida Yom B'Shava. Also Moida, he should say together with the Baal Tefillah, because everybody, Kadesh Yishka Matziba, everybody's bowing down then, he should bow down then as well. Rak B'Yom Tanit Tzibur, on a tainus, l'yomim shlich tzibah aneinu, the shlich tzibah says aneinu early in the Chazar Sashatz, el oimre he, The individual should say it b'shmei tefillah k'moisha yachad, like every other individual. V'kenim roitzel spal marvim tzibur. Or this person wants to dam marib with the community. V'myantim at acha chazar sashleis chatzibah satfillah. If he's going to wait till after shlich tzibah finishes the chazar sashats, and then only dam the shmonesri of mincha, yitzarach l'spal arvus b'yichidus, that will cause him to dam marib b'yichidus. Yispal mincha mechazar shlich tzibur. So he should dam mincha together with the chazar sashats of the shlich tzibur. And then bas samach kedusha, if he came when the Baal Tefillah is about to say Kedusha, Yamtin, he should wait. Ad l'achas shem shlich tzibah kel kodesh. He should wait till the shlich tzibah finishes kol kodesh. Yana omein, say omein to that brach v'az yispel. Vaf, she yasir nis omein shalech shmir tefillah v'gam moidim. Even though by doing this, he's not going to be able to say omein on the shmir tefillah that Baal Tefillah is saying. He won't be able to bow down moidim with everybody else. Bikom akum hachar d'tfei, this is better. Melahafset tefillah arvus metzibur, losing the opportunity to daven marib betzibur. Mekoshkein, and certainly this is the right thing to do. In my shah oiveris mizman mincha, if the time to daven mincha is passing by, if somebody came to shul where the shul is about to daven marib and he hasn't daven mincha, if he davens the mincha shmon esrei while the tzibur is davening the shmon esrei, the halacha is that it is considered to some degree like he did daven mincha tefillah b'tzibur.